housing was flat in terms of prices January and February compared to January and February of last year. We're waiting to see, are we going to continue to get this healthy rate of appreciation on existing homes that we saw last year? It was very exciting to see a 4.5% average gain year over year, 2017 compared to 2016. But it's too early to tell, winter months being what they are for the housing market, to see whether that's going to continue on into 2018.
How would you assess the impact of State Farm's job announcements? 900 IT jobs leaving the community, several hundred claims jobs coming in, some retirements, some forced separations. Some people, of course, will retire and stay in the community. Some will not. Whatever wage differential there is between IT jobs and claims jobs could be reflected in the housing market. What are you anticipating will be the impact on the realty sector?
I would think it would soften it just a little bit, but you know, the net change in jobs is in the hundreds, so a pretty small percentage of our total labor force. We've got 90,000 people working here in Bloomington Normal, so the marginal impact is pretty small. And if you look back over financial services sector, which is our largest sector because of State Farm, 20,000, roughly 21,000. It's held very steady over the last 5 years. It's down a little bit from its absolute peak, but you know, we really haven't had much change. 2017 numbers were in line with 2016 numbers. In fact, it's up by a couple hundred. So I think in the end, comparing over the last next three, if you look, average it over the last 3 or 4 years, I don't think you'll see much change from that.
How about within the housing market? Will there be certain segments of priced homes that will have a larger inventory or a lower inventory?
Well, in some ways, I guess I'm a little skeptical that we'll maintain this. You know, this, we had this very high rate of appreciation compared to past years. We've been flat in terms of existing home appreciation here for years. And then we had this 4.5% gain last year. And I'm skeptical because of seeing the decline in the labor force numbers. We just, you know, we've got fewer people in the labor force, and our employment numbers are not bouncing back to higher levels. So it's kind of hard to imagine where would future gains in those housing prices come from without an increase in State Farm or some other major employer.
Why is the labor force continuing to decline?
Well, there's been some interesting studies out on that. One study blamed at least half of it on the opiate crisis and saying that...
Come again?
Well, there was a study out on that about a year and a half ago saying that about half the middle-aged men not looking for work and not working, therefore not in the labor force, were on pain medication and said it was enough that caused pain in their daily life. So that's one possibility of it. But more likely, retirement is the leading reason for the decline in the labor force, just simply the aging of the American population.
How are we doing on the unemployment front?
Well, we're doing great. We're down to below 4%. Keep in mind, even though we are the lowest unemployment rate in the state of Illinois, which is something to be good, feel good about, we're higher than surrounding states. It's sort of surprising. You look at the other Midwestern states, they're all lower than Illinois is.
Why is that?
I don't know why Missouri only 3.2, Wisconsin 2.9, Iowa, theirs historically was driven by the fact that they were such an agricultural state and agriculture was doing very well. But now agriculture is not doing well. It has not been doing well for 4 years, and yet they still have a less than a 3% unemployment rate.
So. How do you expect the numbers for Bloomington Normal and McLean County to shift with the Trump tariffs and with the Chinese retaliation in the ag sector?
Well, I would say fortunately, you know, we're such a service-based economy. You know, we're going to be somewhat insulated from that, although we will be affected. I mean, we have a big agricultural base in Decatur, ag-related industries. We have ag-related and these are export industries in Caterpillar and Peoria and John Deere in Quad Cities. So we are, you know, there it could have a some small impact, but I would not expect retaliatory tariffs to have much of an impact in the Bloomington normal economy.